Philippines takes another hit. This is written by Father Oliver McCrossan, The Philippines. The villages of Pansur and Mindelano in the municipality of Salvador, Lanao del Norte, Mindanao, were devastated by Typhoon Vinta last December 22, 2017. Heavy rains caused by the typhoon resulted in a flash flood. The river overflowed its banks, and logs, huge boulders, uprooted trees and mud flowed down the mountains and destroyed everything in its path. People, houses, all their belongings, domestic animals and the crops in the fields. A total of 39 bodies were recovered, including those of children, adults and elderly, and according to the reports, 6 people are still missing. Columban missionaries have served the people in the parishes of Tubod and Salvador and other parishes in the diocese of Iligan for many years. The villages of Pansur and Mindelano are situated in the mountains and access over rough roads is difficult. Most of the residents are Muslims. The people in the village rely on agriculture, growing bananas, coconuts, corn, and other root crops. On January 5, 2018, the Pedaling to Live and Green shelter staff, Virginia Vidard, program manager, and other volunteers, along with the Department of Agriculture from the municipality of Salvador, organized a visit to Pansur and Mindelano, two villages that were devastated by Typhoon Vinta. A total of 108 families have lost their properties, their farms and animals. Many of them talked about the loss of members of their families and their homes and all their possessions in the flood. In the meantime, they are living with their relatives. Some have started to rebuild their homes using the logs that are being carried down from the mountains by the flood. Many are traumatized from the horrific experience, particularly the small children who have lost parents and siblings. We spoke to the chairman of Pansur and the chairman of Mindelano, both of whom are survivors. They shared that this was the first tragedy of this kind in their area. It has destroyed their community. They are all in deep shock. All the families have horrific stories to tell. After visiting the evacuation site, we visited the disaster area, a 40-minute walk away. According to the people, the typhoon dumped a huge amount of rain in the mountains above the village, causing landslides to destroy everything in the villages, taking many lives and destroying farmlands. A major reason for the calamity is the lack of forest cover in the surrounding mountains. Indiscriminate logging of the forest without any replanting in the 1970s and 80s is a major cause of this disaster. The logging companies are long gone, but the land and its people are still suffering from the effects of their destructive activities. Typhoon Vinta has caused damage all over Mindanao. Hundreds of lives have been lost, thousands are homeless, crops and people's livelihoods suffered huge damage. Typhoons are more common now and more severe than before. The effects of climate change are clearly to be seen in the destruction caused by Typhoon Vinta and other typhoons. The government services are doing what they can with limited resources. Help is still needed. Housing materials, food, clothes and farm implements are in short supply. One thing is certain, it will take a long time for the people who survived to rebuild their shattered lives. Columban Father Oliver McCrossan worked in the Philippines for over 42 years and is now back in Ireland. The Pedaling to Life program was founded by Father McCrossan.